Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, guys. 4:05 on the dot. Let me give a shout out. I belong to Whitmore Country Club now, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. And I joined out there because I wanted to have the amenities of a country club without the country club attitude, and that was Whitmore, and I've been out there for all those years, and I love them. And Brian Main, who is the golf pro out there, is not only my good friend but a friend to everyone on the show. He's been really good to us. Warning, my daughter and her boyfriend are playing tomorrow on the course, so you might want to take the day off. That's all I'm gonna say. Neither of them have played. Phoebe, when she was about, so she's 17 now, she's probably 9 or 10. And we took her golfing, and she was like a savant. I mean, she was like amazing. Of course, I ruined it because I'm like, here's my meal ticket. So I went out and I bought her like nice clubs. And I was always like, hey, let's go play golf. And so she's 9. She's like, no. And we were laughing last night at dinner. She and Nick and I were playing during that era at Whitmore. She was like 9. And she's about 125 yards away. And I was standing at the hole. I was standing at the hole holding the flag, and I yelled something like, not a chance in the world, you can hit me. Next thing I know, like if I drew with a marker the very point of my knee, that's where she hit me. Oh, she hit me right on the, like she was just great. Another time, I was letting her drive the cart, and we hit an embankment. And it felt like the cart was going to flip over. So what she did is she was driving. She jumped out of the cart and ran and left me in the passenger seat just to roll over and die.
Oh, my God.
And when I didn't, I could see, because I know people and I know Glovers, and I could see the look on her face like, oh, my God, he lived.
And how am I going to explain this?
Yeah, then she's just like, yeah, sorry, they're going to be dead, man.
Crazy, right?
So anyway, thank you to Brian and to Whitmore, and this is a great place if anyone wants to take a look at that place. Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. Shop, earn, redeem. Just a reminder, and they're running promos about this too. If you'd like to contribute to any Hurricane Ian relief, you can go to our website. That's odyssey.com/KMOX, and there's a bunch of different ways you can donate and help some people out. Inflation has more Americans living paycheck to paycheck. This is according to a report from LendingClub.com. 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That's up from 55% last year. And that's also including some of those earning six figures or more. 45% of those people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Hmm. What do you think that is? They're overspending, or it's just the place they live and...
For the six figures or more?
Yeah, for the six figures or more.
I think that most people, myself included, you just live at whatever your means are, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if you make 30, you live on 30. If you make 300, you live on 300. You make 3 million, you live on 3 million, which is dumb. Because if you can live at 30 and you make $3 million, you could just save money and retire in a couple of years. But I think most people don't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
According to the Commerce Department, consumer spending was up 0.4% in August. That's up 0.1% after adjusting for inflation. So
yeah, no great shakes. 0.1 of anything's never good.
Okay, how do you guys feel about this? Apple is donating to hurricane relief. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, says the company is making an undisclosed donation to help people affected by Hurricane Ian. So they announced it. They said they were making a donation, but they didn't say how much they were donating. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm okay. I feel if they donated $1,000, I would be salty because they're Apple. But it's none of my business. You know, like if I said, OK, I'm going to make a donation. It's no one's business if I give $50 or $5,000. So it doesn't bother me that much.
Well, what I think redeems them is the fact that when they announce it, others may follow suit. Mm-hmm. Like it may be an encouragement thing. Like, hey, we're donating.
Now, in that case, it would be cool if they said, hey, we're giving $10 million and we challenge any of our competitors or big businesses, Fortune 500 companies to do the same. Would be cool.
So President Biden is reassuring Puerto Rico. This has kind of fallen out of the news cycle, but it's been almost 2 weeks since Fiona hit land in Puerto Rico, and more than a fifth of Puerto Rican residents are still without power. Biden said yesterday, I want to be clear to the people of Puerto Rico. We have not gone away. We will stand by you for however long it takes to get it done. Isn't that sad? Like something bad happens and we're all like, oh, no, that's terrible. And then something else bad happens and we just completely shift our focus.
I thought that today when I got up this morning, I was watching the news. I was not mad that everything was hurricane-y, and I get it. But it also made me think like, oh, that's interesting, because like, for example, on Fox News, the lead story every single day is illegal immigration, and they have people down there and they're like, look, they're crossing the rivers, except today they didn't do it. You know, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so absolutely critical that we cover this every day, unless there's something that's going to get better ratings. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is pretty cool. A Harry Truman statue was unveiled in the Capitol Rotunda today. Democratic and Republican leaders came together to honor him as one of the most consequential presidents in history. This is a 7.5-foot bronze statue in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Listen to this. Truman helped end World War II. He created the United Nations and NATO. He desegregated the U.S. Armed Forces and federal workforce. He recognized Israel and helped lead the world's response to the Soviet Union and communism. He got a lot done. He was only vice president for 82 days before President Franklin Roosevelt died in April of 1945.
He also, I just learned watching one of my nerd shows that, Andrew, you'll probably know this, who's my boy, the atomic bomb.
Oh, Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer. Met with Harry Truman after they dropped the bomb, and he basically like cried in the Oval Office and said, I think we've unleashed something terrible on the world and we should really rethink this. And Truman basically said, like, never let that sissy back in here.
Somebody asked him years later, did you have any did you agonize over the decision to drop the bombs? Did it like keep you up at night at all? And he said, I think the quote is, hell no, I made it just like that.
Also, this is in my show prep today. Only one Secret Service member has ever been killed defending the president. It was a gentleman named Leslie Kofelt, who took 3 bullets for President Truman.
Mm. Wow.
And he died in 1950.
I never even heard about that.
I didn't know there was even an attempt.
I didn't either.
Wow.
That's why you listen to The Glover Show.
Fun facts like that. Well, I mean, it's not like a fun fact, but... You know what I mean?
It's more fun for Harry Truman.
So California employers will be required to post salaries for their job listings under a new law. Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 1162 as part of a statewide effort to promote pay equity. The bill requires companies with 15 or more workers to include pay scales in job postings and provide them to employees upon request.
Seems like it save a lot of time on, you know, everyone's part. If we just know what we're dealing with up front.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Well, I guess they don't want to post it because if you go into the meeting and, you know, they say what, you know, let's say they post $40,000, but you would have done it for $20,000.
Okay.
I think that's what they're doing. Or also from company to company for the same job. They don't want those comparisons. Mm.
They're joining states such as Washington, Colorado, and Connecticut, all of which have passed similar wage transparency laws in recent months. So I'm assuming you'll see that happen more and more. Elon Musk tweeted yesterday, Cybertruck will be waterproof enough to serve briefly as a boat so it can cross rivers, lakes, and even seas that aren't too choppy.
Do you see what happened?
Yeah, then everyone started piling on him.
The government made them take it down.
Real? Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, you, hey, jackass, you can't just say, I've created a truck boat. And because people will try to take it across the lake. You see, today also may have already happened is when he's supposed to unveil his Android.
Yes. Yeah. I was looking at Elon's Twitter page earlier today, and he kind of got ahead of that story, too. And he was like, just so you know, this is to recruit engineers. So it's going to be pretty like heady. So maybe there's not a lot for the everyman to enjoy if they were to sit and watch that. Wow. I'm honestly a little surprised that they made him take that down. Are Cybertrucks in the hands of any people out there? Like, does anyone own a Cybertruck yet?
Because there was a story maybe last year of a guy who, like, did a very stupid thing while driving, and he was driving a Cybertruck. It was like he was going too fast and wasn't looking when he took a right turn on red and caused, like, a 7-car pileup
Elon
and he was driving
Musk
a Cybertruck.
Reminds me, and probably a lot of great thinkers are like this, like, he has 10 ideas a day, 2 of them are great, and the rest are kind of stupid, right? I mean,
but he tells you all of them.
Edison was like that, and Tesla, and not everyone's going to be a winner, mm-hmm. but he just says a lot of dumb stuff for a guy that is clearly a genius.
He has the internet, and the internet lets you put out your thoughts to everyone in the world all at once. I mean, you look at an artist like Kanye West, who is constantly out here like saying and doing really stupid things and making people mad and making people scratch their heads. And then you think of an artist like, I don't know, Picasso. I'm not saying they're the same type of artist, but he seems like maybe he had kind of a similar personality. Mm-hmm. We just didn't see it because it wasn't on display like that.
And I think if I were at that level of notoriety, I would be careful with my ideas. Like, I would really like not release it until I was confident. But that's probably the difference between me being insecure and those guys being super cocky. Like, of course they're going to love this. And then everyone's like, that's really stupid. But they don't care because then they're going to have something right behind it.
But if you have so many dumb ideas, who's going to listen to your good one when you finally have a good one? You might want to conserve his ideas. But you know what? He's doing all right.
That's the thing. I fully agree with what you're saying. But then it's like, I guess he's made it work so far.
You want to do one more story and then we can do the forecast from Dave Murray?
Mm-hmm.
Did he send us a live look, Andrew?
He didn't.
Okay, I have the forecast anyway. So this is kind of cool. A man won $7 million on a scratch-off ticket prize while he was eating breakfast. This happened in Maryland. He started his day on the right foot after picking up some lottery tickets on his way to work to scratch off while he ate his breakfast, and he discovered he won the $7 million top prize in the 100 times the money game.
Oh my gosh, I want that to be me.
Wouldn't that be so cool? $7 million off of a scratch off.
We were just sitting at Chris's at the docket scratch off.
We've done this a
See
bunch.
You guys.
We've done this a bunch when it's like $500 million. But if your cash out is $3 million, are you still giving away a lot of it to the people on your list?
No.
I appreciate your honesty.
My list is very short at that point.
Yeah.
No.
I am.
It's immediate family only.
But the numbers are smaller. Instead of like in the like a million or like 500,000, it's like 50,000.
It's very,
of 3 million?
Yeah, that's pretty generous.
Yeah, I mean, if you give away 50,000 to 10 people, that's 500,000. You still got 200. $2.5 million.
You still got a lot of money.
You might want to get an accountant.
All right, let's do the
forecast. When you got $40 in your bank account, the big numbers don't matter.
Let's do the weekend forecast from Dave Murray. This is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. Tonight, Friday night, clear skies and cool with a low of 45 degrees. Saturday, lots of sun. Dave says it's delightful with a high of 75. Saturday night, clear skies and cool with a low of 48. And then Sunday, lots of sun, delightful again with a high of 75 degrees.
DGS, that was weird. Trash. What you got?
Got stuff that's opening in theaters this weekend, also on TV this weekend. Of course, the movie Smile comes out today in theaters.
Rachel, how are you feeling about that?
I was extremely scared of Smile the first couple times I saw the trailer, and now I think it's lame. Like, they over advertised for it, I think, and now I no longer find it scary.
Good for you.
But I'm still not going to watch it.
But see, I...
When you got the smiling girl at the baseball games and the NFL games, it's like, okay.
But other than that, I the first time I saw the trailer was today.
Oh, really?
So besides just hearing about the people at the games,
Did you think the trailer was scary?
Yes. And I cannot believe that's Kevin Bacon. Well, I can believe it because she looks exactly like both of them, Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick. Sedgwick's daughter is the star of that.
Oh,
she's the therapist.
That.
And when you look at her, it's like, oh my God, it's like Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick had a baby.
Can I tell you something? I think maybe this could sound like a brag, but it's not. It's probably because I've watched so much horror during COVID, but it takes so much to scare me now in a movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be really subtle and really devil-y. You know, anything that's just jumping out at me, or if one guy's killing another guy, I'm just yawning. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I've just...
So someone's smiling at you, you're like,
oh my
get
God,
out of here.
I just laugh at that. I'm like, okay, all right.
What was the last thing, and if it's like too graphic or whatever, maybe we don't have to get into it, but what was the last thing that you saw in a movie that really scared you and you were like, wow, that's scary?
Probably The Woman in Black with Daniel Radcliffe. It's a really classic gothic with a lot of jump scares, but it's really good. And there are a couple scenes in that that I was just pretty puckered. But
You know what you might like? Sunday on Epics, E-P-I-X, if anyone, it's a movie channel. And every time I go, like, I'll go through my guide and I'm like, oh, that looks good. It's always on Epics and I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I have every movie channel but that. Anyway, it's the series premiere, Blumhouse's Compendium of Horror. It's a 5-part series about the history of the horror genre. So just about making all the scary movies, narrated by Robert Englund from Nightmare on Elm Street. And that starts Sunday. And again, that's 5 parts.
I love Blumhouse. They
I don't know. I don't even know what
like
that is.
Insidious and Sinister and a bunch of those, which, again, sounds so stupid, but it's not like I can't go to bed at night after them, but they're really good horror movies. So
today on Disney Plus, Hocus Pocus 2, Bette Midler.
All right.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy. So they're back, the Sanderson sisters. That's already on Disney Plus. Your boy Zac Efron has a show or a movie on Apple TV Plus today called The Greatest Beer Run Ever.
Yeah,
he's the guy who decides to go to Vietnam to track down his buddies and personally hand them a beer at the height of all the anti-war protests.
This is weird. I have no connection to Zac Efron at all, good or bad. He's not my generation, like whatever. But he's a killer for me for movies. I assume if he's in it, not going to want to watch it. Yeah.
What have you ever seen him in?
Probably nothing.
High School Musical.
I mean, probably
Dave's favorite.
I think that's probably it. It's just that he's from that and Baywatch and all that. And I just feel
you
like
just don't take him seriously.
Why would I waste my time watching a movie with Zac Efron?
It's always nice, though, when you have an actor like that and you're like, okay, fine, I'll give them a chance. And they're actually really good. Because that's happened with me quite a few times with people. So
give
Zac
Efron a chance.
Open your mind to Zach.
Tomorrow night is the season premiere of SNL with all the people that left and all the people that are new. It should be interesting. Miles Teller is the host and Kendrick Lamar is the musical guest.
Oh, speaking of Miles Teller, he just did a show, whichever, late night, and he was talking about how he broke protocol when he met Meghan and Harry because you're not, like, they told him, here's all the things you can and can't do. They gave him a list of things, and when he met them, he reached out his hand to shake hands, and that's a no-no, and it made me so angry.
At him or them?
No, at them. It made me so, like, Rach, you're always going off on it, and I'm usually like, eh, whatever, they're royalty. It made me so angry that one human can give you a piece of paper that says, don't reach your hand towards me, and if you do, it's a breach of protocol.
You're like, oh, no.
It's just all so made
up. Can I just pose this question? Let's say in, I don't know, Prague, they lick people's faces when they meet each other.
Like,
let's just say, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so they come over here, and when they meet President Biden, they try to lick his face. We would all be like, we don't do that here. I'm just trying to pose the other side
Keep
of
going.
It. Yeah, so that's it.
Damn it. 438 DGS. So obviously the focus is on Florida and the eastern seaboard now and everything that's going on. And you know, so many thousands and thousands of homes have just been completely flattened, and I'm just kind of watching TV here. And mostly it's not necessarily a red and blue Republican Democrat thing, but a lot of people on the left who to me are typically focused on fairness, whereas people on the right are more focused on justice, if that makes sense, in that people on the left are saying, hey, just because you didn't have insurance or the right kind of insurance or flood insurance, the government should make you whole. This is so terrible that if you had a $500,000 house and you didn't have the right kind of insurance, that we should pay for it anyway, regardless. And then people on the right are saying basically like, hey, you snooze, you lose. We all, you know, make our decisions as grown-ups, and we buy houses, we buy insurance, we get flood insurance, we don't, we get extra coverage, we don't, and we, the people, don't owe you anything because you didn't do the right thing. Thoughts?
I mean, I just have no idea. I can't even put myself in that situation to where you're losing everything from... did DeSantis call this a 500-year flood? I mean, this is just crazy. I don't know whose responsibility it is to pay for it. It feels a little soon to be having the argument about it, though. Like, people are still dealing with the loss of their homes, and people are dying and stuff, and the storm's not over. So,
yeah, but this is when they're doing it.
So I'm just immediately going to. So if there's a snowstorm, I'm just trying to think of an analogy to it. And there's a 10-car pileup or a 20-car pileup or the biggest accident we've ever seen. And some drivers have insurance to fix their cars and some don't.
Yeah, no one's going to step in and say.
My personal opinion is you should have had car insurance. And if you live in a place that is prone to hurricanes, as Florida is, I mean.
But. I thought about that, too, but isn't it like this area is not prone to, like, this area never gets hurricanes? Because you should have some kind of insurance on your house, and if you don't, then that's kind of, like, too bad, so sad. But the specific, like, level of flood insurance or whatever that I'm sure that these people are going to get screwed over for not having, I don't know if, like... I don't think the government should step in and, like, replace all your stuff for you. They shouldn't, like, an insurance company, you shouldn't be able to say, like, ah, I had a 90-inch Vizio and I had a, you know, a Tempur-Pedic bed or whatever. But there should be some kind of a fund, you know what I mean? There should be basics provided for you, like, here's, you know, shelter until you can get things worked out, and here's blankets and clothes.
Yes,
and...
I'm with you on that.
The other story that I find interesting... The Lizzo story. I know, Rach, that you know about this. I'm going to tell you what I know about it, and you tell me where I'm mistaken. My understanding is that Lizzo is a trained flautist. Is that how you say it? Flute player. And she was taken into the National Archives, where they have like 600 historic flutes. And she picked one that was played and owned by James Madison, one of the founding fathers. And she played it, and she played it in concert. And it seems like everyone's mad. Some people in the African-American community are saying, you never should have done this. He was a slave owner. It's normalizing. It's terrible. And other people, of course, are saying, like, no, we've come full circle. Look at this. A black artist is playing this flute that was owned by this person. And then other people are saying, like, this is a travesty. We're talking about a founding father. We're talking about this amazing hero of our country. And some pop star shouldn't just be able to walk into the National Archives and take it and play it in concert. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's the Library of Congress that made the decision to let her play the flute. It's not like Lizzo broke in. It was like, let me do that. You know, like, they obviously have protocols that they felt that she met in order to play the flute. I didn't love that she twerked while she played it, but I don't get twerking in general, so I'm the wrong person to ask. So, I mean, I just can't imagine getting that upset about it. At the end of the day, it is an object. It's back where it's supposed to be. It didn't get smashed. It was made out of glass. I think it was like a crystal flute or something. Mm-hmm. So it's super special in that case. I think that's probably why she picked it to play it. The thing that I saw it on like GMA or the Today Show or something, and they played the clip and everyone was like, wow, look at that. And some woman said, if James Madison could have only seen this. And I had that same thought, Dave, and was like, well, he was a slave owner, so he probably wouldn't have been like, yay. He probably would have been really confused. Yeah. It was like an ignorant comment to make.
Yeah. I don't have a Lizzo issue. I just in general feel like things like that, like no one should be taking them out and using them. That's just the way I feel about it.
It's kind of like how not exactly the same type of thing, but when Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's famous dress to the Met Gala, people were like extremely upset by that. And I'm thinking, well, it's Ripley's Believe It or Not. I think we're the people that own the dress. They're the ones who wanted to loan it out. Like,
yeah, like you said, it was the Library of Congress that led her. And the tweet that really made me laugh was, Lizzo plays the flute, and one day later, everyone's an expert on the flute. And nobody knew this thing probably existed,
I had no idea.
Right?
No,
until
no
now.
Who would know that?
I mean, now we all know, and people can look up the history if they want. And I don't know. It just seems like a lot of nothing.
I do think it's a little stupid, right? I think it's a little stupid that, like, on the Library of Congress's part to be like, here you go, like, Lizzo, you can twerk and play the stupid flute or whatever. Like, it just seems dumb overall to me. And anytime you do something like that, I do think there's a certain shine to certain like relics and objects through history. And I think that, you know, no pun with a crystal flute, but I think the shine is definitely off the glass when you let Lizzo twerk and play it for no reason. Like, you know, I don't know. It
well,
just,
to be
I
fair,
just,
she's really good at the flute.
She
It's not like she played like doot doot.
No, it's not like I grabbed the flute. Yeah, it's not like I grabbed the flute and made a terrible noise. Like, she is a fantastic flute player and a very talented artist.
I just don't understand what we're upset about. Who cares?
Yeah, it's
I mean,
over.
We're never going to think about
it.
This item again.
No.
You still have the right attitude about it.
But like, who cares?
You're right, and who does care? But like I said, I just think
is there anything like that you would care about?
Well, it's definitely not James Madison's flute. Let's come up with something that I might care about. I don't know. I mean, and also it's not a regular thing that's going to happen. Or like now that she's done it, let's get out all old relics and play them or touch them and throw them.
I
mean, I want to sleep in King Tut's
right.
sarcophagus. Like,
Lizzo excavating the pyramids. Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry.
The yes. producer is not producing.
Right. Part of the job, right?
Listen to the music on the AM radio.
Happy Friday, guys. 451, DGS and KMOX. Let's do some audio, and let's start with Rachel.
Okay, mine is from a late night program. Jimmy Fallon talking about a new poll showing that President Biden and Vice President Harris are popular, and he's questioning if they're really as popular as they say.
Hey guys, listen to this. It was that more Democrats are now saying they want Biden to run for re-election, and if he doesn't, Vice President Harris is their top choice. That poll was conducted among two people, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I just think like the smattering of applause is probably like a pretty good indicator that what he said is true. Like, oh, yeah, sure.
That was kind of funny.
I was waiting for him to make a joke after that. Like, that was the poll. mine also from late night from The Daily Show last night. Trevor Noah made an announcement.
And I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way, honestly, I've loved hosting this show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys. I've loved trying to figure out how to make people laugh, even when the stories are particularly shitty on the worst days.
Whoa.
You know, we've laughed together, we've cried together.
Hey, everybody.
But after 7 years, I feel like.
So he's not going to be back. Trevor Noah's quitting The Daily Show. No word yet on when he's leaving or who is taking over, but he's gone. Also, he was seen kissing Dua Lipa in New York City.
Yeah, everyone thinks that's why he's quitting. They're like, he went on one date with Dua Lipa and then he quit his job.
Do you know how there are people who are just almost invisible to you? That's how he is to me. I was really mad when he took over for Jon Stewart because I'd never heard of him, and I felt ownership over The Daily Show, and I thought this. But then I thought, well, when Conan took over, no one knew who Conan was, and he did great. But and I've watched a few times. Good for him. He's a millionaire now, whatever. But he's just never made me smile once. Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe I didn't try hard enough. But he's one of those people that when I see him, I have no emotion.
Yes, I feel exact same way. And I thought just the same as you, like, oh, we'll get used to it. We just hate change. And I just could never. I have tried a million times to watch that show. But Jon Stewart, I just think, is very, very smart and very, very funny. And I just think it would have been hard trying to replace him. I don't know where they go after this. I mean, the show has won so many awards over the years, and so did Trevor Noah as host. So, I mean, just because we didn't like him doesn't mean no one did. But somebody's going to take over. We just don't know who.
Mine is a little lighter on a Friday. It's a YouTube channel. It's this one in particular went viral. It's real actors reading Yelp reviews in a very like dramatic way, and they're just kind of funny.
Why am I paying half/more price for basically toasted bagel? It basically looked like they thinly smeared a little bit of cream cheese on one side of the bagel with a finger. Is there some shortage of cream cheese I don't know about? What the H? Dee Dee shouldn't make that decision for me anyways.
Who is it?
Her name is Teresa Plummer. She's just like a not like a famous actress.
Oh,
just like
a I was trying to figure out who it was the whole time.
Sorry.
That is 100% the worst audio we've ever had. Here's something that's really not that interesting by someone you've never heard of.
Yeah, I thought it was an actress.
Didn't have any cuss words.
Wow.
Well, I didn't put it in the system.
Now it's we're getting audio. Somewhere. Go get him. Go
I
get him.
Go get me. It's your audio.
All right. Okay, producer. Producer Andrew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.